gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
All right, see then, though he's canceled in many circles, I'm not canceling, but I ain't really backing him anymore. But Kanye West is officially the highest paid musician in the world.
What?
Yes, clocking in 2020, he earned about $170 million. Wow. He ranks number two just behind his sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner, whose billionaire status was called into question last week by Forbes magazine. Now, here's the thing. According to Forbes, Kanye West is now officially worth $1.3 billion. And so those ugly tennis shoes and those ugly outfits that everybody cracks about, that's why, because he basically owns the apparel line by himself. He owns it all.
Okay.
Also, now, Kanye did some good, actually. He actually has donated $2 million to help support the families of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. He also has set up a college fund to fully cover the tuition for Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Breonna.
That's great.
And will be contributing to black-owned businesses in Chicago, where he was at a rally in Chicago yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, he was out and with the people, right? Yeah.
He was out with the people.
Okay.
And he still got backlash. People said, well, him being here took away from our movement. Okay, y'all, calm down.
He's doing good.
All right, now.
Gotta give it to him on that
Snoop Doggy Dogg says he was bamboozled.
Snoop
ain't never voted in his life.
What?
He says,
what?
He said, hey, for many years, they had me brainwashed thinking that I couldn't vote. Okay, let's stop and look at that phrase.
Who had you thinking that? I love you, Snoop.
Snoop.
What happened?
His record has been expunged, and he said, they had me brainwashed. No, sir, you did not ask the critical question. But, hey, you know what? We're not going to drag him. He says, I can't talk about it and not be about it. I can't tell you what to do and then don't do it.
So is he going to do it this time?
Yes.
Snoop is 76
years old. Snoop is 76.
He is not 76.
I mean, damn, y'all. But you know what?
I still don't really understand, like, who bamboozled him? What happened?
They did.
Who is they?
They brainwashed him.
Who is they?
Them.
You know, y'all knows them.
They who do it.
You don't know, baby. You don't know who they are.
All right.
Them people.
Never too late. Vote in November.
Yeah, I would do it, but they won't let me.
Okay.
You know, the same people. They're behind it. They won't let me and all that kind of stuff. All right, well, that is a quick AMPM Entertainment Report. I am Mark Clark. Now, coming up, The Rock has a message for your president.
Yeah, no holds barred from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's coming up on WHUR.
TV news in the morning, radio fun in the afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.